2024 is a busy election year. We've already had a couple elections occur in February and April. I spoke with Melissa Kono, Conrad agent for Clark and Trempealeau counties, as well as municipal clerk for the town of Burnside, and she discussed the remaining election dates this year, what you need at the polls, the absentee voting process, and more.
Yeah, well, as you said, big year for elections, if you haven't heard already. We also have a primary in August. I think every time people are very surprised that we're even having an election in August, because you do not think election when you think August. But Tuesday, August 13th is the primary for the fall election. So the candidates that will be on the ballot in November, other than the presidential candidate, will be on the ballot in August, in the August primary. So one of our U.S. senators is up for re-election. Also, state assembly is on there. And then some of the county constitutional offices, like the county clerk, I believe the county treasurer and the register of deeds, will also be in that August primary. And then whoever wins those primary races will be on the ballot on November 5th, which is our big election day here in Wisconsin, where we choose president along with that U.S. senator, those county constitutional offices.
All right, excellent. And now, you know, with voting, of course, there are certain things that people need to make sure they have and bring with them to the polls. Can you remind people what those are again?
Yeah, so if you're not registered to vote, you can do that online before the election on the myvote.wi.gov site. Make sure you're using that site and not any other sites that might pop up with Google. You can also check your registration and check where you vote. If you need to update your name or address, you can also do it on that site. Otherwise, you can register to vote with your clerk before Election Day, and then even on Election Day here in Wisconsin, you can register to vote at the polls. If you're already registered to vote, you just need to bring a photo ID, like a Wisconsin driver's license or ID card that's issued by the DOT. You can bring a Wisconsin college or technical college student ID or a passport, but something with your photo. All voters need to bring a photo ID in Wisconsin. If you're not registered to vote and need to register at the polls on Election Day, if your driver's license or photo ID card has your current address and that's not expired, you can use that to vote. But if you haven't updated that yet, you can also bring something like utility bill or a bank statement, credit card statement. If you're a student, you can bring a tuition statement or course schedule. And there's lots of documents you can use to register to vote, but the photo ID documents are pretty limited to like that Wisconsin driver's license, photo ID, passport. A military ID also works for the photo ID, but everybody needs a photo ID.
All right, excellent. And now, if people, for whatever reason, maybe they can't get to the polls on whatever date the election is happening, they do have the option to vote absentee. Can you talk about that?
Yep. So any registered voter can request an absentee ballot prior to the election. They can also do that on the myvote.wi.gov site. They can request an absentee ballot be mailed to them by their clerk. And it's also a cool function on that site that you can track that request. So you can see when the clerk received that request, when the clerk sent out that ballot, and then when that they received it back from the voter. Absentee voters do need to also ID, but there's a spot in that request online where they do that. People can also choose to vote absentee in person. So up to 14 days prior to the election, the clerk will host in-person absentee hours, and you can also find those hours listed on the myvote.wi.gov site. But usually clerks hold office hours at some time or by request. The voters can go in and cast their ballot with their clerk, and then that ballot is held until Election Day, where it's cast with all the other ballots.
All right, excellent. Is there anything else then, anything else you would like to highlight in regards to our elections this year?
Yeah, so I know that, you know, there's several elections this year. It is a big year, and it can be kind of confusing. And if you are wondering what is on your ballot, you can also see that on the myvote.wi.gov site. One of the selections at the top is what's on my ballot. So if you want to look at what the ballot's going to look like before Election Day, maybe do some research on the candidates. There's lots of places to do that. And there's also places that provide, you know, non-biased information about ballot candidates so that people can, you know, do some homework ahead of time and know what to expect on election day. So do your research and bring your photo ID.
Again, the best place for election information is the myvote.gov website.